Andrea Arroyo is a pretty good example of someone Obamacare was designed to help.
I'm an artist and I live in Washington Heights.
Arroyo is 50 and has been self-employed for 25 years. In addition to painting, she illustrates books and does some graphic design. Arroyo has chronic gallbladder problems.
A couple of times a year I need tests. You know, ultrasound blood tests that are expensive.
Arroyo and her husband can't afford to pay these out of pocket, so they spend more than $1,000 a month for a family insurance plan. That's actually pretty normal for people in New York State, whether they have a pre-existing condition like Arroyo or not.
We don't need on Wednesdays and Fridays. No, it's just part of what we have to pay for. I mean, it's hard, but we have no choice.
I downloaded a program to estimate what people will pay under Obamacare. I put it on a laptop and brought it to Arroyo.
What do you think? Should we look at silver?
You put in where you live, and you choose a class of coverage, platinum, gold, silver, or bronze.
I think I need gold. I need a little more reassurance.
All these plans are from private companies. Getting a gold policy means paying a higher premium up front and lower deductibles and copays later. Arroyo and I find 9 plans that could work for her. She focuses on the cheaper ones, around $500 a month.
I mean, if that's the rate, I'm going to have a party, just because it's very, very low compared with what I'm paying now.
In order for those premiums to go down and stay down, and in order for Obamacare to work, insurance companies offering individual plans will need something they haven't had in New York: young, healthy people. People who buy coverage but don't really need it much. People like Julie Ross.
And I'm a drummer by day and a dog walker. I screw that up.
I meet Ross at a bar in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and we sit in beach chairs outside. Ross quit her job as a teacher 5 years ago in her late 20s to pursue her rock and roll dreams, and she hasn't had health insurance ever since.
And I've had a lot of friends that don't have it, and they say, you know what, actually, since I stopped getting insurance, I stopped getting sick.
Ross is pretty sure she's not interested, but we look at my laptop estimator anyway. We find a bronze plan that would cost around $150 a month.
No way. No way. I could never afford that. I have a dog that I had to save for like 2-3 months to take him to the vet, and that was $120. Usually by the end of the month, I'm borrowing money.
If she doesn't buy insurance, she'll have to pay a penalty, around $250 next year for someone like Ross. The fines ratchet up after that. But that's still a lot lower than even the cheapest bronze plans we're finding. Ross says she might just pay the penalty.
If I really believe that the government cared about my health, then yeah, I would go along with this. But this is not what it's about. It's about money.
So Ross is what Obamacare supporters are losing sleep over. Healthy people are what makes Obamacare work, if it's to work at all. Mahmoud Kanfor, a cab driver from southern Brooklyn, hopes these young invincibles will step up and buy insurance, something he hasn't had in years and would really like.
I'm 61 now. I feel I need it. But if you ask me when I'm 20 years old, when I'm 30 years old, I don't need this crap.
Kanfor looked into private policies, but his expenses for the cab and supporting a family of 4 are too high. So he takes his chances. He recently went to an emergency room after a passenger closed the trunk on his head.
It cost me $1,680, and I didn't get any stitches. It's just a scratch in my forehead.
Kanfor will be able to get Medicare in 4 years. In the meantime, according to the estimator on my laptop, he could get silver plan coverage for his household for as little as $100 a month.
The price is right. That's what I was looking for, something like that.
The reason it's so cheap is that Kanfor, with his low income and high expenses, qualifies for a generous tax credit.
But I don't know anything about what it covers and what it doesn't cover.
He'll get more details about that in a few days. But what won't be clear for a while will be how many healthy young dog walkers will go into the Obamacare system to offset all the higher need cab drivers. State health officials estimate more than 1 million New Yorkers will be getting insurance through the new exchange. They project almost half of them will be under age 45, but they say it will take a few years, at least, to get there. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.